Today, it is the first of three spotlights that we are shining on the Stewart Park Festival, and we are going to start by talking about some music with Jamie Campbell, one of the artistic directors for the Stewart Park Festival. Jamie, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
It is so nice to have you here. Of course, the Stewart Park Festival right around the corner, July 19th through the 21st. It's an exciting time of year in the summer in Perth. You must be pretty excited.
We are. It's really building up, and you know, some of us have been working on it for the last year, really since the last festival. And the last couple of weeks, it really builds up to make sure that you've got everything finalized and everything's ready to go. So we're very excited.
Now you're here to highlight some of the music, and we're going to do this in two parts this week. This interview that we're talking about right now, we're going to focus on what's going on Friday and Sunday,
right,
when it comes to the music. And then later on in this week, Thursday, we'll publish the interview where we talk about Saturday. So let's get right into it. So another great, incredible lineup of artists that are coming this year.
Great. Well, thank you very much. We're very, very thrilled. And we have, you know, due to some budget restraints, I'll just start by saying sort of shorten things a little bit. So it certainly starts later on Friday. And later every day than it has traditionally. And we've closed one of the three stages. So we're actually doing the main stage, of course, and then we've got the Crystal Palace, which we'll be doing after hours, as we always do. But the workshops will also be held at the Crystal Palace. So the Wendy Lott stage for workshops will be at the Crystal Palace.
Which is great because of the renovations and everything there. It's a much more comfortable environment to be in.
Yep. And some of the sound, the technicians that we've hired to do the sound this year, I don't know if you attended last year, but the Crystal Palace is a notoriously difficult place to do sound because it's pretty much a glass box. However, the sound people last year used a multiple array system so that it was sort of delayed going back into the body of the building, and the sound was really excellent. So we're very excited to actually have more things going on there this year, the workshops in particular.
Fantastic. Well, let's get into the music here. Let's start with Friday.
So Friday night starts at 5 o'clock, and we start off with the Kingmakers, who are really an amazing band that you know, we've had at the Stewart Park Festival before, and they're returning this year, followed by Red Fox. We've tried to have a little more emphasis on local bands. So by local, I mean Eastern Ontario. Not everybody is, but Red Fox, also from Eastern Ontario, you know, a very upbeat band. And then we've also got a little bit more traditional stuff and people who have been here before, like Eden Tamblyn is playing at 7 o'clock. And then we're going to finish on Friday night with Hadrian's Wall, which is a Celtic band, also from Eastern Ontario. And they're a very well-known band if you're following sort of live Celtic stuff. They always headline the big Maxville Scottish Games. Very, very popular upbeat band. And then both Red Fox and Hadrian's Wall will be playing at the Crystal Palace later in the evening after they finish their main stage.
It sounds like it's going to be a party, like getting people up, moving and so on, especially, you know, whenever you say Celtic music.
Right. Well, and, you know, I think people often think of the Stewart Park Festival as a folk festival. And, you know, we're certainly looking for diversity when we hire artists for this and trying to get a broad range of people. Now, that being said, I think it's often the same people come to Stewart Park every year. And one of the things we're also trying to do this year is make people understand that it's not really a free festival. No, you don't have to pay to get into the festival, but it's a festival by donation. We count on those donations. So we're certainly asking people to be generous when they come into the park. There are donation boxes at all the entrances, and try and give something, you know, whatever you can, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if you come all 3 days, to ensure that we're able to do this every year.
Yeah, indeed. And it's also a great showcase for local artisans and, you know, local businesses, because, I mean, it's right downtown as well. So certainly, you know, you have that nice ripple effect that the Stewart Park Festival brings to the town of Perth every year. Now, you mentioned Sunday, and we want to talk about what's going on the stage on Sunday as well.
Right. So Sunday is also a great day and our closing day. So we try to do, again, some traditional stuff. So our friend Magoo is coming back to do a children's show at noon on Sunday, and that's when Sunday starts in the park. And then Magoo will... last year we didn't do the duck race, the yak duck race, but we've just been talking about that actually today before I came here. So we are going to do the duck race, and I think Magoo's going to lead the gang over to the bridge, and we're going to start the duck race, hopefully after Magoo's show around 12:45, right before a three-piece women's band called Boreal from the Guelph area, all very well-known singers in their own right who are now together. And they, I guess, traditionally did shows about the winter, but they've become so popular that they're now, they've produced another album and they're on tour. So that's Boreal at 1 o'clock. And Dave and I went to a conference, the Folk Music Ontario conference in the fall, and saw this band called the Royal Pickles, which is an absolutely crazy sort of 20s, 30s Montreal jazz or New Orleans jazz band from Montreal that are really going to, I think, get people up and dancing. And then we're going to close with our own The Commuters at 3 o'clock on Sunday, a local band that will be doing dance music in the park.
Fantastic. So it's going to be another exciting weekend. We haven't touched on Saturday. We're going to do that in a couple days.
That's the big day. So
yeah, exactly. So we'll be talking about that next. People, if they would like to get information and take a sort of a deeper dive into these artists and so on that are coming, right on the website, probably your best bet.
It's a great website. It's very accessible. There's a place to donate. But yeah, as soon as you Google Stuart Park Festival, the page comes up and you'll be able to really dive deep into all the artists to get some background information when they're playing.
It is a really good website. There's no doubt about it. Who puts it together?
Thank you. Tracy Fawcett is the person who does our website, and she's magic.
As someone who works on websites, those people don't get enough credit. So no, way to go, Tracy.
Yeah, way to go, Tracy.
Yeah, fantastic. It's a really great job. The imagery on it is fantastic as well. So yeah, you want to go check that out. Again, just Google Stuart Park Festival. Jamie, thank you so much for this. Our conversation isn't done. We'll have part two in a couple of days.
Great. Very nice to be here. Thanks very much, Bob.
You're very welcome. Stuart Park Festival Artistic Director, one of them, Jamie Campbell, joining us for this community spotlight here on LanarkLeads Today.ca and 88.1 MyFM.